Armadoxy for today. What would you take? Los Angeles is burning. It might be difficult to call Los Angeles the city of the angels, as flames are about the only thing shooting up to the sky, and the smell of burnt houses, schools, and businesses fills the air, and the fear of, are we next, passes through everyone's head. Last Tuesday, I got home just before 7 o'clock. My son had called me about a half an hour before arriving. He warned me that there was a large fire in the area. That day, the winds were blowing like never before in my memory, reaching up to 80 miles per hour, they said. When I arrived home, there was smoke and flames just about a mile away. The wind was carrying the sound of sirens and fire trucks that were rushing heroes into the battle zone. The air started getting thick. By 8 o'clock, we received a first warning on our phones to prepare to evacuate. The fire was getting close. By 8:30, the warning had turned into a definitive leave your home command. And by 9 o'clock, sheriff deputies were driving up and down the streets with bullhorns ordering, evacuate now. Between the warning and the order to leave, so many thoughts cross your mind. It doesn't seem real. Evac orders are common in areas with hurricanes, tornadoes, but in sunny Southern California, someone got the plays mixed up. But the orders to evacuate were loud, and they were very real. Quick, think fast. You have half an hour, and even less when you figure the surprise and initial denial that it's happening to you. You have half an hour to decide what you're going to take with you. As you look around the walls and the house and the rooms, you think you may never see any of this again. What do you take with you? It's an exercise that I've thought about, but it was never real. It was never as real as it was that night. Pictures to jar my memory. Those were important to me. But I can imagine so many other things are important for you. What would you take with you if you thought you may never see this reality again? There are no right or wrong answers, but the exercise to question yourself may allow you to understand yourself differently. Sadly, many people returned to ashes over these past few days. Challenge yourself to the exercise of what would I take with me? And we'll continue on this thread tomorrow. For today, we pray from the 15th hour of St. Nerses Shnorali's Confession of Faith. Christ, may your right hand shelter me by day and by night, while at home and while away, while sleeping and while awake, so I may never fall into sin. Have mercy on me. Amen. Hi, this is Father Voskin. Needless to say, the fire in Los Angeles has devastated the lives of thousands. If you're inclined to help, please make a donation at epostle.net. Go to the donate button and scroll down to Los Angeles Wildfires. Thank you and God bless.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.